Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Welcome back. Beautiful Friday. I think it's a beautiful Friday. At least it's pretty nice here. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in, downloading, streaming. However you listen, I appreciate it. So please tell someone, a coworker, friend, spouse, partner, lover, just somebody. All right, tell somebody. This week, I'm back with a not so special guest. Bod is back, everybody, to make the podcast fun. Mm-hmm. Hey, babe, what's up?
Nothing.
You glad to have Miles back?
Absolutely.
That's weird. We got a second grader. Went by so fast. No?
No.
This is how the whole podcast is going to go.
That's what you get when it's not so special, guess.
It's going to be the opposite of everything I say. Everything. I have the smallest penis in the world.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. That did... didn't work. You don't think it went by fast?
No, I never really feel like that. It's not to be opposite or contrarian or anything like that. It's just not. You know my philosophy on life is.
What's your philosophy? Please tell us what your philosophy on life is.
Enjoy the time while you have it. Enjoy every minute. So I'm not. I think when you're talking about it, going fast and whatnot, that means you're not really enjoying the time while you're
that's not true because there's the saying.
Well, for me,
the saying is time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, but when people say that, oh, blink and they'll be grown or whatever, it's like, well, if you're not blinking, you're just there in the moment enjoying it, you're just enjoying it, you're growing with them. So to me, no, it doesn't. It doesn't seem like it went fast. I think that we enjoy him every single day.
And yeah, this podcast is definitely not going fast. Jesus Christ.
Well, you asked.
I know, I did.
Well, there you go.
So you don't think any of the process of parenting has gone by fast? It's just like...
even when I was pregnant...
That seemed like forever.
When people were saying, oh, by the end, you're going to... Like, you won't be able to wait until he's out of there and you'll be complaining. And I could have easily gone 5 more months, I feel like. I loved being pregnant. I enjoyed that time. And that's just my philosophy.
You enjoy being pregnant because you can eat what you want. That's what it is.
I eat what I want now.
But I'm just saying, when you're pregnant, that's a...
No, let's be honest.
Let's be honest, and
it wasn't what I wanted.
And I'm jealous because that is like I'm jealous. That is women's free pass.
Okay, how about before I got pregnant, you said when you get pregnant, I'm gonna not drink. Now you have not drank for 600 plus days now, and kudos to that. But sir, when I was pregnant, you were still drinking.
That's because you was eating a lot.
They had nothing to do with me eating. That was supposed to be your show of support, and you still drank. You tried to not let me drink any pop, and you tried to buy like coconut water or something, which is disgusting.
Sorry if I wanted a healthy baby.
Well, sorry if I wanted my baby's dad to be healthy.
Nah. All right. Well, I mean, damn. Yeah. I forgot about the not drinking thing.
Immediately.
It stresses you out because you go, I got to get my life together. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to do this. And then you start looking up cribs and daycare and you're like, I need a drink.
So how did you think I felt? I wanted a little 12-ounce mini Coke.
Hey.
One a day.
So stop being fast and getting pregnant.
I know.
So, yeah, got the second grader. Obviously, this has been, a journey that we've experienced differently.
Differently, concurrently, together.
I know it's concurrent, but it just seems like it's going by fast, though.
But our views on life and how to enjoy life and being in the moment are drastically different. So, of course, this would be different. It just would be different for us because you do not know how to live in a moment and enjoy
it. I'm in the moment all the time. I'm always in the moment.
No, you're always thinking about when the moment is going to be over before it even starts. You are thinking about how to get through it and over it. Always. So, that's not in the moment. If you're worrying, you're always thinking about the future beyond the moment that you're in.
So I've never been in the moment ever.
No, you know that.
So you don't think I enjoy anything?
I don't think that you allow yourself to enjoy anything. I think that you feel like if you enjoy something, the other foot is gonna drop. And
you can't.
It's the end of the world.
You can't get too. You can't.
You're not allowed to enjoy anything.
You gotta kind of keep one eye on the road, so to speak.
But you're supposed to keep both eyes on the road.
Yeah, I guess that was bad. I mean, this is like you gotta constantly kind of watch your back, man. I don't know.
Yeah, but you have to. You can't. I just don't want to live my life in fear and to at the end regret all the chances that I never ever took. But the funny thing is, you do take chances, you do take risks, like when it comes to comedy and stuff. But when it comes to like just being able to enjoy things, no. We went to Busch Gardens and it's like I could hear the gears churning in your head about everything, like the roller coasters. Probably, is there a recycle here? Like, is Miles gonna be tall enough to get on right? Like, just the whole, you know.
That's my job, is to worry. It's just like I kind of feel like I'm at a party, and as a dad, I'm the one watching everybody's like drinks as they walk off. It's like I'm here, but now it's like now I gotta watch this person's drink. Can you?
Why I go to the party?
Because I gotta be. I'm just saying life.
Who wants that life?
I'm just saying.
Because people that are there at the party
are having fun.
And they have to be responsible for themselves. Like the only way you get past really worrying about everything is just to prepare yourself as much as possible. So those people at the party,
that's what
that
I
going
do.
To their party. That's their responsibility to make sure that they're prepared. If you get a drink, don't take a drink from a stranger or cover your drink up while you're walking through a crowd. Like, that's on them to do those things. It's not one person's responsibility to take on everybody at the random party who probably don't even know or don't even see you in a corner, like, being weird worrying about their drink.
I know. I don't know, man. Sometimes I get worried when I'm not. When I'm not worried.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'll be sitting here like, I should be worried about something, and I'm not. And that scares me. So I have to get on social media. I'll check emails. I'll check text messages. Like, I'm forgetting something to be worried about.
Do you know what's funny?
Me?
Yes. I saw something the other day that said,
here we go.
What is something that you learned about your spouse that you didn't know before you married them?
Oh, here we go.
And it's funny because a lot of things people were like, well, how did you not know this before? This was not, like, there should have been red flags or whatever. But, like, these kinds of things, like, they presented themselves in, like, just random ways that, you know, weren't a really big deal then. But then now that I think about them, like, yeah, wow, that was a thing.
Was it a red flag?
Not like a red flag. Like, it wouldn't have been enough for me to be like, oh, I'm not going to talk to this guy or whatever.
You definitely couldn't do that.
But, like, you said every time I called or text, you would always be like, what's wrong? Like, you always thought something was wrong. And granted, I always had a lot of
just it's always stuff something
going on or whatever.
Even now, if you text or call, I'm like, how is this going to cost me money, or who made her mad? It's rarely ever good.
That's not fair.
I'm just kidding.
Then why would you deal with that then?
You got a good vagina.
This is true.
This is great. I don't know. I never assume anything I get is good. It's typically never good news. And honestly, that's where we really differ on our philosophies on life. I don't think life is bad. Okay? Yes, you do. I don't think it's a terrible thing. But I feel like most of what you experience is bad.
That's not true. How? What bad happened today?
What bad? See, you always do it on this. I don't know if it's macro, micro level.
No, but that's the thing. If everything that happens, if the majority of things that happen to you are bad, then something bad is
probably bad.
Okay, or what happened bad this week?
Well, it's not bad per se, but it's not adverse. Good. It's not okay, good.
So what? Tell me.
What's not great is having to pay $800 to get the landscaping done. Okay. That's not
but
good.
But we could have that's on us because we should have just been doing it a while ago. So that's just on us. Period. But the good thing is we had the money to do it.
I know, but
or we could have been out there doing it ourselves. Like those are things.
You hear that, folks? There's no way.
Absolutely not.
Thank you. There's no way.
Like you were out there doing it.
You barely clean up in here, let alone saying, outside.
Don't do me. Do not do me. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not gonna cuss. As bad as things are right now, they could be 100 times worse. We were just talking about this. Talking about how I think that people who complain a lot and who just really woe is me all the time and just like really worrying, they really just, you're not able to be grateful for the good things that are going on in your life. Okay. Like, be grateful for those things while working towards the other thing that you really want.
Here's a podcast exclusive. You might get mad at me for saying this on the podcast for the first time. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, here we go. 80% of the time, the first thing you tell me every day is something bad.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That is not true.
It's always.
What did I say this?
You
week?
All. It's,
tell me.
I can't even remember.
That's because it can't be that much.
Yes, it is. It's every day you always tell me something that you hate. That's the first thing you always tell me about. Something that you hate.
Okay, well, what was it today?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Okay.
It's either something that someone said or someone did, or it's always bad. The first thing you tell me usually every day is not a good thing.
And then what do I do about it?
Just keep talking about it.
And then what?
And keep talking.
No, I'm not the person. If somebody gets on my nerves or pisses me off, they got maybe 2 times to do that before it's a wrap. Then I will cut them out of my life.
In real life or social media or both?
Both. And that rarely happens on social media because they immediately, that's the one time you're done.
For real?
I'm not going to subject myself to that.
I feel like social media is actually making things way worse.
Well, I think people's response and their perception of social media and their like grossly like just drastically different perceptions of what people's lives really are and inflated importance of people's opinion because of social media is why it's a thing. So some people, I think it's not like for me, I have 5,000 people on there. It's rare that I get on social media and I'm like, oh my God, this is so draining. Like where you go down your timeline and it's just negative, negative, negative. Like, you control that.
That's very true. That's very, very true.
I don't get into it with people on there. Like, even when, if I tell you about something where there's a post, and usually it's in these wife groups.
Are you saying women are messy?
I'm holding the microphone. I am not saying that. No, I love going on there. Like I said, like, it helps me to appreciate some of the problems that I don't have, because, you know, that's what they're posting. Some things that they're dealing with and they want advice on or whatever. And I've noticed that a lot of times my opinion or take on it is just so different from other people. And you'll get attacked. But even if they attack me on there, I'll say my piece. And like, I'm not going to argue back and forth. I'll just turn off comments. I said what I said. That's it. You got it. You took it in. And clearly, you know, just a hit dog will holler. That's it. You know, I think the problem with social media is that people want to, they play like they are so different. But when you have an opinion that's different than what the masses are thinking or whatever, you know, it's attack mode.
Yeah. Oh, you like how like Jay-Z is being attacked now?
Yeah.
Now that's one thing I really hate about black folks.
That's what you hate?
Yeah, but I don't start my day.
I don't either.
Yeah. Okay. From now on, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Like the whole thing with Jay-Z, I guess he's partnered up with the NFL and they're gonna be doing some stuff to, you know, combat racism and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But people, they want to, black people want to cancel Jay-Z now. And this is something that I really hate. The fact that say a random white person will make a statement basically assuming that all black people feel, you know, way X about situation Y. You know, and then all these woke people and black people get on there like, oh, this is racist. You assume we all think the same. We're not this one, you know, monolithic thing. We're not this one high brain. We all have our own different opinions and how we view things and this, that, and the third. We're all so different. But then when you're a black person and you do something, like say, it was ASAP Rocky. Like how he really wasn't trying to get involved with this Ferguson stuff, or Jay-Z with this, or if you're a black Republican, or, you know, it's just like, oh, you canceled now. You need to give us your black card. You ain't really black. You ain't doing this. It's just like, how come when white people assume we all think alike, that's super bad? But then when a black person actually is like, I feel this way, and it's not the majority opinion, we attack that person.
Well,
and it's just like, but you're the same person that says we don't think alike, but then when someone doesn't think like you, you attack them. You should be, even if you don't agree, you should support that person's decision.
Well, it's not right.
Or it's respected.
Like, cancel culture, I'm not down with that at all. I think it's ridiculous and silly. And when it comes to pulling black card and this and that, that's silly too. It's just, yeah. There's not a single person, we talked about this too, in the world who I agree with 100% on everything. So that means black people, that means just in general, my husband. You see, we share things we don't agree on. When Obama was president, I didn't agree with everything that he said and did necessarily. You know, so I think that having that group think is a serious issue culturally that we deal with. And like, just like when we talk about generational curses, that's one of them. Group things and saying simple, silly things like, oh, I'm gonna take your black card, or just even perpetuating that or saying it yourself, like, oh, well, y'all gonna take my black card because of this and that. Guess what? There's some things that I love that black people typically don't like, but guess what? I'm sure there are other black women out there who do. You know, it's just, you do what you do. Don't jump on Jay-Z because he's decided to partner with the NFL. First of all, nothing that Jay-Z and Beyonce does is not without, I mean, there's a method to their madness. So right. Jay-Z not saying, oh, let me jump on NFL that been effing off on Kaepernick for all this time and got him blackballed. Why would he do that? there's definitely a method to what he's doing. He didn't get to be who he is by making dumb, rash decisions. So cancel whatever you're thinking about that.
And like, the thing is, he doesn't care.
Yeah, in general, he don't care anyway. But
it's funny how when you cancel, how people really think. I never try to minimize people's opinions or anything like that. It is what it is, but it's just like, people really think that they're hurting these celebrities or companies or businesses, and it's like, you're really not. And sometimes that makes people more mad when they're like, I'm never, because somebody said something about Trump, it's like, fuck you, I'm never supporting you ever again. It's like, do you really think, you know, The Rock cares? It's like, he's still worth almost like $250 million. It's like he doesn't care, and that hurts people to know, like, that you care to this such a level where you tweet this person or you leave in comments and it doesn't affect their life at all.
After a while they start getting invested in somebody's life. You see how social media does now. You see people's little posts every day, you feel like you know them. I've had people come up to me that I've never met before or seen before and say they feel like they know you. So you buying Jay-Z's albums, you watching his concerts and videos, and you feel like you invested in it. But that man, he got a family.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not a fan of cancel culture, and I'm also not a culture of like people, like you make one statement and people are like, I love this guy. It's like, we disagree on this one thing. You know what I mean? Because I'm a pretty liberal dude, but when it comes to guns, I'm a pretty, you know, hard right when it comes to guns and shit. So, like, I can get on social media, on Twitter, and make all these, you know, super pro-gun, you know, pro-Second Amendment. And I've had, like, right Republicans follow me on there, and I'll tell them, like, look, I don't know what you think this is. We just more than likely disagree on this one issue. Don't think that, you know, you can sit here and say other things to me, because this is more than likely where our agreement ends.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of just a person saying one thing and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I want to vote for this person. Or you'll see it on social media all the time. Oh, this person should be president. It's just like they made one little 10-minute speech. And now you think they should run the country? That's what they did with Ben Carson. The dude is he's a moron. When it comes to politics, yes, medically he's a genius. I'm not taking anything away from the guy's IQ, but he's not a politician. He's not good with people. He shouldn't run for office. That's just not his thing. That's not his thing. We're too quick to cancel, and we are way too quick to do full on support. Like some celebrity will make some statement about how they like Trump, and all of a sudden people are like, I'm gonna go out and buy all of his movies, and then a week later, this guy's just like, I support trans rights. And then the same people are like, fuck you, you liberal piece of shit, I knew it. It's just like, well, if you didn't jump on the bandwagon and buy $500 in, you know, merchandise supporting celebrity X, you wouldn't be so mad.
Well, and I think that cancel culture is really, really prevalent when it comes to political beliefs and leanings and whatnot. Because overall, society is pretty forgiving, for the most part.
Yeah, I would say forgetful.
Except when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
And who you stand for and whatnot in that regard.
Yeah, I don't. You probably don't remember this, but in the second Matrix, you don't remember that movie, but there's a scene where Neo is fighting like all these different Agent Smiths, and like they're just jumping all over, man. There's hundreds of them. And then the fight's over, he flies away, and then all these Smiths are just standing around, looking around, and they all just kind of disperse and go back their own way. I feel like that's what social media is. It's like Neo was like the person that said something anti-Trump or anti-trans, and then in that time frame, people just jump on him. They're trying to beat him, and then once they disappear, it's just... It's so everyone's like Smith. They all just kind of like go back to doing what they want to
do. Where's your dog picture?
Exactly. Exactly.
What'd your kid wear to school today?
Exactly.
We gotta go.
I know we gotta go pick him up. All right. Well, there's a show. That's the show. I'll be in Cincinnati tomorrow night at the Brewporium, Taps Brew House or whatever in Cincinnati. I don't fucking know what it is. I'm just glad to be going back to Ohio. And then next week I will be at the Charlotte Comedy Zone with none other than gay old Mark Norman. So that should be fun. Oh, I got my shirts in. Don't Tread on Comedy. I got a bunch of new shirts coming in. 2X, 3X, smalls. I got all that coming in. I got a right now I'm down to a few 3X, no 2X, XLs and larges in the yellow and black. So check out my Facebook page. They're $25. I'll get them out ASAP. There's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Chris Allen Comedy on Instagram and Twitter, and Kalala's Closet if you want to follow Bot on Instagram. Peace. Thanks for listening. Sorry this was long.